South America's largest city, home to more than 20 million people, may soon be under severe water rationing. Southern coastal Brazil is suffering its worst drought in 80 years. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro sent this report from the country's economic hub.
Carnival is coming to Brazil on Sunday. Hundreds of paulistanos, as the residents of Sao Paulo are known, dressed up and danced on the streets at one of the dozens of block parties that happen in advance of the annual celebration. Except this year, among the pirates and the Viking bumblebees, some costumes had a more serious, if still not entirely sober, theme.
We have to make some noise about water.
That's Antonio Passarelli. He's dressed as a water fountain with the spigot placed pretty strategically on his waist. But it's no laughing matter, he says.
Are you worried about the water situation here so far?
Yeah.
As are most residents of this massive city. Current water restrictions are arbitrary across Sao Paulo, but the state government is now considering formal emergency rationing. The most draconian plan could see residents without any water for 5 days a week.
Sao Paulo was known as the drizzle city. Lots of drizzle. Not anymore. Now it's a kind of a desert.
That's Augusto José Pereira Filho, a professor of atmospheric science at Sao Paulo University. The reason for the drought is complicated. A mix of climate change, Amazonian deforestation, water mismanagement. But it's come as a shock to Brazilians who have always taken water for granted. 80% of the country is run on hydroelectric power. And now regular power cuts, too, are being predicted. Pereira's theory is that the massive expansion of cities like Sao Paulo, with very few green spaces, has created kind of heat islands which suck up moisture. That means violent thunderstorms over the city, but it actually diverts water from the surrounding countryside where the reservoirs are. So lots of flooding on busy city streets during this rainy season, but little rainfall where it's needed. Pereira says he fears a future where there will be riots over water.
That scenario is really scary. You know, really scary. Water is very important. It's a fundamental element for us.
While there hasn't been widespread disturbances yet, there is anger. Pablo Muniz is the owner of Tigre Cego, a restaurant in the trendy Villa Magdalena neighborhood of Sao Paulo. Here, as in many restaurants in Sao Paulo right now, they're using disposable plates and cutlery because they have no water to wash dishes. Other businesses have had to close completely.
I have no water every day from 12 midday till 8 in the morning the next day.
Munish and others in the city blame the local government for the problem. The drought has been going on for months, and nothing was done because, he says, the government didn't want to look bad in advance of the World Cup and the elections.
Same, pretending that we didn't have a problem, but it was already very clear that we were having a problem.
Many apartment buildings in the city are actually drilling wells in their basements. Others are trucking in water at great cost. But these are short-term solutions. Tanya Franco is a freelance journalist. It's 1:50 in the afternoon. The water gets shut off in her building at 2 p.m. and she rushes around filling containers.
What do you use this water for?
Oh, to flush the toilet. That's the only way, because we try to do everything before 2 p.m. So we take showers, we do the laundry, do the dishes. But there are some things that we cannot do in advance, right?
Franco says she hopes this crisis will lead to better conservation policies. Some estimates say that 40% of water in Brazil is lost due to leaky pipes and old infrastructure. Back at the pre-carnival celebrations, Luciana Figueiredo has raindrops on her costume. Around her, everyone is having a good time in the sunshine. But she says people have been commenting.
They hope that I make it rain. I don't have this power.
It doesn't come
yet. No, we hope so.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Sao Paulo.
It's gray, but no rain.